So what would you do? At this point, I'd have him lead off and have Darwin Barney second and just figure it out. No matter how bad the three-hole hits, that has worked. Those guys have been working well together. Just do that. Maybe you get Starlin an extra 80 plate appearances over the course of the year by having him in the one hole anyway, and that'll just improve him over the course of his career.
That is where I stand firm. I firmly believe after seeing what he's done in the leadoff spot, why not leave him up there? Just let him do his thing. I know that, you know, you talk about the flexibility of the rest of the team, and again, this is a problem obviously I don't have to deal with on a daily basis, but for me, I see the value in this young man and the potential of this young man on the cover of Sports Illustrated. I mean, it's very, very clear that he's got an incredibly bright future, especially here in Chicago. I just don't want to see, you know, what we've seen with some other young kids around here where they're kind of floating all over the place. You look what's going on with Tyler Colvin right now. I mean, it's very similar situations, you know, and he's struggling with it right now. So I think you stick him up there. I think you leave him alone. You know, I understand that, you know, Kosuke Fukudome has done a great job in that spot, but you've got to kind of use your veterans you know, differently. The rule of thumb that I grew up underneath, you know, Tim Wallach and guys that I played with when I was coming up, you know, they told me, listen, 2 years, you don't say two words in this clubhouse, but we're going to protect you. And I understood that. It was like everything that took place out on the field, my only responsibility was to play hard between the white lines. And I feel like that's kind of what's got to happen in this situation. You still got to protect Starlin. He's a young kid, even though he might be your best player on your roster. He's still a very, very young man. He's still very impressionable, and he's still taking the weight of the world on his shoulders. He's a National League shortstop. So you got to do your best to alleviate as much pressure as you can from him so that he can just go out there, perform, and not have to worry about all this other stuff.